Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, somebody push your one back. I fell off, but I look like I got back on. Hold on, let me see if I got these people. Look like I got back on. So if everybody fell off, look like you back on now. So we'll see how long this goes. What happened? Hold on. Somebody pushed the one button. Let me see if I can hear you. Somebody pushed the one button. Let me see if I can hear you. Okay, who is this? 281-9942. 281-9942. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
281. You got me? Okay. All right. I said, okay, smooth. I'll see you back on. 832-6971. 832-6971.
Tracy, this is Richard.
Okay, look like we... Okay, all right. Look like we're back on. I don't know what happened. That thing cut off on me, so... You know, sometimes Blog Talk be tripping, you know. So let me see. I know Lil Bill wanted to get on here. So somebody put a post. Y'all put a post on the internet letting know the show back on. Somebody calling me now. Hold on. Hello? Trying to call the show? Call the show number back. It's back on. You trying to call the show? You got to recall the number. Oh, Lord, you got me screwed up, man. Now I can't get back over. Okay, hang up, man. I just answered somebody. Now I can't get back over. Hey, call the show back. Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, you good, Trey?
Okay, I'm good. Okay, all right. I had somebody call me. They trying to call the show and they called me. Okay, somebody put a post and let them know the show back on. I'm trying to let people know to get them back on here. Hold up, I need to get a little Bill. He wanted something to say. Let me find his phone number. Hold on. Man, I hate when this thing goes tripping like this. But it is what it is. Give me a minute. Give me a minute. Hold on. Let me see. I'll call that person. Yeah, okay, I got a line. Okay, I'll call that. Let me see. Yeah, bear with me now. I'm trying to get people back on.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
Call me!
At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may have...
All right, okay. Let me see. So I'm going to be getting back on here. Just give me a minute. Let me see. Okay, I got to get 10-4 back on here. He might have had something he wanted to do. Say, hold on. Okay, somebody send me a blanket. They got blankets on sale. $99. I see they got blankets on sale. Somebody send me for $99. Only thing about it, jigs. Jigs got engine blankets on sale for $99. And let me see. Hold on right quick, y'all. Let me see. God damn it. Okay, let's see. 281-5222. Your mic is open. 281-5222. Your mic is open. Okay.
Hey, Tracer, this is Street Sweeper. This is Street Sweeper calling back in.
Okay, what's up, Street Sweeper? I need somebody to do some talking. I'm trying to get a couple of people back on, so I put a post up a while ago. Somebody put a post up. The show cut off, but it's back on. I got it back on real quick. I had to log back in and get it back on, so some people might think it's off and then come back on, but they call back in, they can get back in. They call back, they can get back in. So hold on. So going on, say something, Street. You want to say something? I gotta try to call. I gotta try to get this guy back on. So go ahead on. There's some people on here. They can hear you. Rich, a couple of mic is open. Richard, mic is open. Smooth, mic is open, and somebody else, mic is open. So.
Okay, well, I start some dialogue for the show tonight, you know, until you get back home. What's going on, Grudge World? This Street Sweeper, aka one of the number one fans of this Grudge game right now, man. You know, first off, I'm speaking on my speakerphone. I cannot find my headset, but it is what it is. But this past weekend, I have to say that, you know, I enjoyed the last show, the last event at HMP, my home track I love. I have to say this. I appreciate the camaraderie that I've seen from D-Town that came on down and showed their face. I was actually surprised. I was surprised to see a few cars to show up. And my biggest surprise was to see that beautiful car of First 48. You know, I saw that machine down here in person at HMP that I didn't think I would ever see as a fan. And I was delighted to see that here because I invited a few guests on behalf of H-Town and HMP and Atomic Dog Show to come out to the track and experience Grudge events for the first time. And true enough, everybody was pleased. Everybody was pleased with overall, the environment, the cars that showed up, the pretty much overall event. The track went hot when it was scheduled to go hot. It wasn't no long downtime that I can recall, but the guests that I invited, they was tremendously pleased. So appreciate you, Mr. Atomic Dog. Appreciate you, HMP. Appreciate you. Them D-Town guys that came down from Dallas, man, appreciate you. Another First 48 person. That car is immaculate. If I tell you it's immaculate, take it from my word. Man, I went over it. I looked. I didn't see a flaw in that car. So the performance of that car, the beauty of the car alone, and then for the car to perform like it did and does and always have, hey, that was pleasing to me as a fan. Now, therefore, I would like to, you know, if any other fans on here tonight, man, go ahead, push the one button and talk about the last show, you know, that y'all experienced.
Yeah,
so
you got First 48 on here. Well, is there a fan, I think, who is? Well, Richard is on here. Smooth, Richard. Yeah, Alan 10-4 was on here. He was talking about your car for a second. He was saying he appreciated that y'all came down, you know, and you know things didn't happen like it's supposed to. We had it. If anybody had any questions, feel free to kind of explain it a little bit. But, you know, you got something you want to say about Alan, you feel free.
I don't got nothing to say. I mean, it is what it is, but the track was on point. All I needed was to make one shakedown. That was it. I mean, I didn't have track was fantastic. It was great.
Yeah.
Other than the shootout.
Okay, go ahead.
I said other than the shootout, but I mean we had fun. Other than the shootout, but we had some fun. We went out there, supported. It was pretty fun for us.
Well, I appreciate y'all for coming down, man.
Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm trying to get along.
Okay. Yeah, Mr. Tempo, this is Street People, man. First off, appreciate you coming down. I observed the crew. Y'all's on point. Y'all represent D-Town real well. It was high quality of representation. So personally, I have a question from a fan and from a whole lot of fan perspective. How did your driver feel, or how did the driver of the first 48 feel by going down H-Town, HMP track for the first time? And how, you know, could you give us some insight on how did he feel about it personally?
I mean, he felt good about it. The track worked, you know, it was working, other than the shootout not coming, you know, it didn't happen. He was a little pissed off of that, but other than that,
Okay, so
hold on, LaVille, your mic is open. LaVille, mute your mic. Hold on, LaVille, your mic is open. Hold on.
All right. Yeah, could you enlighten everybody, the world's world, on how did he feel about, you know, the track length, the shutdown space once he made that spectacular pass?
Okay. Yeah, it was, I mean, the track's on point, man. A lot of people say that track's short. We didn't have no problem with it, even though our parachute took forever to come out. But we still, we had no problem stopping. We had no problem going down the track. I mean, we were ready to go. We wanted to find a grudge race, but, I mean, I understand. You know.
We'll definitely come back and
get some race. We'll get a race locked in or something with somebody out there now for sure. I know what I'm working with. So.
Okay. Once again, brother, we appreciate you, man, and that was something that I thought I would never see, to be honest with you personally. But now that I have witnessed what I saw and experience, so I got to expound on the situation that happened that night. It was something spectacular.
Yeah.
You understand? Unfortunately, y'all didn't get that man, or nobody wanted to draw, but shoot, you left everybody in the daze. You know what I'm saying? And thank you again, brother. And I look forward to try to support and get more friends to get in there and engage and witness what I witnessed. And the people that I invited, man, they was on cloud nine just like I was that night. So hopefully y'all can get something together and we can get some more action for you fellas down here in the future. Appreciate you, man.
Already, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Anybody else? What's on your mind right now? What's on your mind, man? Hey, we ain't got many races left this year. In a couple more months, I think Lorenzo got one coming up in Dallas that I know of. So I don't know, Lorenzo, if you're on here, you want to say something about what you got. You can push the one button. I know you got something coming up in Dallas pretty soon. K-Dog, if you're on here, I know K-Dog got a race coming up, I believe, this weekend in Everdale. I believe he got a race coming up on Everdale. You want to push the one button and come on, tell the folks to a little bit what you got. If you're on here, feel free, man. Push the one button and come on here and let the people know. And if you're on here and you got something on your mind you want to say, Lil Bill, I know you called me to get you on. You got something on here that you want to say, Lil Bill? You want to say something to the folks? Once again, I appreciate all y'all, the ones who came out and supported, man, from Houston, Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, wherever you and there. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man, what's going on, bro, the world? Hello?
Yeah, what's up, Bill?
I ain't nothing, man. I was just going to congratulate Tracy on the race Saturday, man. It was something to see, you know, and I'm glad the guy from DFW came down, man, and supported, man. Much love to y'all, brother. I mean, you know, everybody can't make it when they want to, but, you know, I'm just glad that just to see what the track is, see what the songs is about down here. We looking forward to seeing y'all more, man. Just as well, we're gonna be back except with y'all pretty soon. Maybe we can come up with something before we get, you know, to the Houston versus Dallas race. You know, get something locked in so y'all know what it is when we come down there. Everything gonna be locked in. So whenever y'all do have to come back, y'all can lock y'all races in. Y'all won't have to come down here, you know, and pedal your fingers. Cause I knew it's a bunch of people that want a grudge race, but you know it's I don't know what it is with them about locking in. But the whole thing is, I think a lot of them afraid to lock in because they don't want to lose the punk out money. They don't want to lose the race. But the thing is about racing, man, racing can go either way. You can win it or you can lose it. And it shouldn't really matter about if you win or lose. At least you got out there and show the fans what your card really is. You know, you ain't going to be able to win them all. And I know that for myself. You ain't going to win them all. But that ain't gonna let my pride down because I lost the race. But I just want everybody to know that, you know, racing is a fundamental. You go out there, you have fun with your car, you have fun with your fans, you have fun with your friends. I mean, if you can get out there and spend your money on building a car, you're gonna try to make some money with it, man. Because by you building it, making no money with it, you just spinning your wheels with it. You got to try something, man. I mean, I wouldn't be a dumbass and go out there and just try no anything, but just go out there and try something. You know, that's why when you lock in, lock what you can afford, because anything can happen with this racing. And for the guys coming down from Dallas, I hate it sucked that they couldn't get a race. You know, but, you know, you pick and choose your races. If it don't go the way you want it, go to somebody else. And I understand these guys building these turbo cars versus nitro cars. I mean, all cars don't win. It don't matter what kind of car it is. But, I mean, if it's in your league, I would try it, you know. Just to give the fans something to see. It ain't got to be for much, you know. Good just run your car, man. It's no different. It's no different by building a nitrous car versus a turbo car. If you feel like you can outrun a turbo car, I'ma try it. I mean, if he beat me. If I beat him, it should be equal. I mean, because everybody sees turbo cars outrun nitrous cars. I mean, we outrun turbo cars. I mean, we also got beat by nitrous cars too. But the thing is, it's having fun, man. It ain't about the baddest cars, about the baddest motors. It's all with the tuning. If you're tuning and your suspension right, go out there and try something, man. Don't make no big deal of yourself, man. You know. I mean, the more you run your car, the more fans you're going to have. Because they're going to say, ooh, they out here every weekend running their cars. Ooh, they running this car here, that car fast. We trying something, thinking we going to win. You may win, you may lose, but still, we still got our fans, you know. But, yes, I mean, let's keep it real. Let's keep it real with this racing, man. Get your cars, run your cars, man. Stop all that old arguing, fussing, and fighting over this and over that. Run your cars, man. May the best man win. Dab the man up, man. That was a good race, bro. Don't get on the back line. How about, oh, man, them motherfuckers went out there and got run over by a turbo car. So fucking what? I ran them. Don't call me with that stupidity shit. You didn't do it. Yeah, that's the way I look at it. You didn't do it, I did it. Now call me stupid the next day, cause I'm gonna try something. If I knew I can get away, I thought I can get away from that black truck. He called us with our pants down. He called us flipping. He beat us. Okay. Every time we ran him, he beat us. We still tried some shit. I ain't gonna give up until I beat him. That let you know that's what we do. We out there trying to get it, man. And I want everybody else to get it too. I love every man, every woman that's on this phone. I love all y'all. Just keep this racing alive, man. Stop being dumb with the shit. Go out there and have fun with your car, man. Have fun with your friends. You know, go somewhere else different. Go to Kate already next weekend. Try some stuff, man. You got to move around, man. And try.
Yes,
you got to try something. You got to try something. You ain't gonna wake up in the morning hollering about, hey, man, I need to try Chino tomorrow. When I see Chino, we gonna lock in with Chino. I mean, it ain't that we were scared to run Chino. Chino had a problem with his car, and I told Chino and Miley and them, I say, man, look, y'all car broke. Don't rush this racing, man. We're going to always be here for y'all. Don't do that. They wanted to fix the car just to run up. Don't do that, man. Take your time, bro. We're going to be here. Let's go get somebody else. That's the way it is, bro. I mean, 48, that man there, they came with their chest out. They mean business. Things just didn't work out the way they wanted it to, you know. And I understand that. But I know one thing, they ain't scared to travel.
Yes, sir.
All the guys, Tracy, you did a good job, bro. I mean, keep up the good work, man. All these racers that's on the phone, y'all keep on doing what you do, man. Just need a little more excitement with the racing, bro. But, I mean, it don't take much, man. We're going to love you today. If you lose, we're going to be the same tomorrow. And if ain't nobody never told y'all that they love y'all, Lil' Bill from Dead End just did. Back to you, Tracy.
All right. Appreciate that. Anybody else? Anybody else got something they want to say? Anybody else push the one button? I'll give you a chance to say, man, it's what's on your mind tonight. It's what's on your mind, man. We ain't got that many more races left this year. Like I say, K-Dawg got one coming up at Evendale next week, and then I believe Lorenzo got one coming up in Dallas probably the week after that. I'm not sure, but they can come on here and talk about it. But, hey, it's what's on your mind, man. It's what's on your mind. Push the one button and speak and tell us what you think. We don't have a whole lot left this year, so we like to know what's on your mind. Lil' Bill said a mouthful. When he said it's not always about the win and losses when you're a racer. Take a chance and try something. That's exactly right. There ain't no race is guaranteed. And the fastest car don't always win. And what he said about the turbo deal, that's right. It's the tuner. Just because I got a turbo don't mean he gonna make the trip. And a prime example in a grudge race that I'm going to bring to y'all attention, and he said it, they tried one, and that was right. If you remember, when Smooth and Greedy came down here, they took a chance and ran that turbo called Glenn's, and Smooth them came out victorious. So what you think might be the fastest don't mean it's going to turn the wind light on. Sometimes some of these cars, you got to take a chance. Some of these cars, you just got to take a chance. If you're a true grudge racer, you love to race. Sometimes you got to step up, take a chance. Any car can win. So, hey, man, somebody else want to come after that, man, push the one button and come on and tell us what's on your mind. Push the one button and tell us what's on your mind. Come on, see y'all sitting out there. You're sitting out there. Don't sit back, man. It's not a whole lot left this year. This year going to be gone before you know it.
Down.
We really ain't got about two
down.
Or three more events. Go ahead.
I got a question.
Who is this?
What this Smooth. What happened to that so-called surprise race or whatever you want to call it?
Let me Let me just say it like this. Anytime you got a mystery race and you don't know, anything can happen. All I say is this. None of the folks that locked the race in was on the premises on neither side.
So, well, damn.
Hey, now from either side, they locked their... Hey, somebody phone going off or something. Somebody got a phone going off or something. Now, hey, Smooth, now neither one was on the property. So, there it is. So, you know what I mean?
My
it is what it
man.
Is, man. So,
all right. I just wanted to know what shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now one was on the property, so... They ain't on the property. Ain't no race, though. Leave that like that.
Well, you know,
I got a hand one up.
Okay, I'm gonna hold my thought then. Go ahead.
Hold your thought. Let me open this microphone. 409-2004. Who is this?
Hey, what's going on, Tracy? This is K-Dot.
What's up, K-Dog?
Hey, I want to plug my race, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead. Do your thing, man. I call for you. Do your thing.
Okay. Yeah, I'm having my race this Saturday, October 19th at Everdale. We're having, I think, six different classes. One of the classes, we're going to have the Gangsters on 28s, and that's basically anything on a 28-inch tire. You can get in this shootout. It's $275 entry fee. We're paying out $5,000 to win. Turbo, nitrous, pro charger, blower, doesn't matter. You know, 28s, come on, get this money. We're having a big tire shootout also. It's $175 entry fee, $2,500 to win. We're having a True Street. So it's $175 entry fee for it, and it's $2,500 to win also. And the cars, we're probably going to do like a 25 to 30 mile cruise with that. And we're having a 580 index, $125 entry fee, 1,000 on top, 70 index, 125 entry fee, 700 on top. And for like the first 2 hours, we're going to have junior dragsters. And the first 20 junior dragsters, they get in free. They get free tech cars, and they run it for 500. The winner, the runner-up will get 300 and 50 to the semi. And we have a few grudge races, match races, and, you know, just testing, tuning also. So, if y'all have nothing to do this Saturday, or y'all want to come get it at this Monday, that's where we're going to be. We're going to be at Everdale Raceway. Gates open at 12, track go hot around 4:30. And then we're going to start our first round of shootouts about around 7 o'clock. And, we're rolling out tonight. We had We got Chino and Pedro. They locked in for a nice amount of money for the first round shootout. They locked in the shootout, the first round call out. So that's gonna be worth the price of admission right there by itself.
Yeah, that's 7 o'clock.
Yeah, it's gonna start. I think first round gonna start about 7 o'clock, man. I think we're gonna try to do around 7.
Okay, that shootout with Chino and the other guy, the first round call out. What time do you think?
Yeah, it's about 7. I think about 7. I'm gonna see 7:30 because I'm gonna do the Gangsters on 28 first. That's gonna be the first cars down the track because we're gonna be radio prep. We got a prep. We're gonna have the track on kill and we'll let them get their man. You know, everybody gonna fall out from there.
Okay, appreciate it.
Yeah, that's all I had to say, Trace. I appreciate you giving me the time. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I heard you. We still hear you, brother.
Yeah, Lil Bill, that was a nice speech, man. I like the way you said that, man. I feel the same way you feel, man. Let's have fun with this racing thing again, man. And And, you know, once you start, let's keep it going. Let's keep it going, man. You know, I know you know how to do it. You've been doing it for a minute. You know, and everybody needs to follow your footsteps because there's nothing wrong with it. We're going to have fun. We're going to gamble. We're going home, man. All the extras, man. I ain't with all that.
Yeah, no, man. That's for the bird, bro. I mean, you know, to me personally, you know, I'm like this here, bro. You my partner. If you raise somebody, and I think this car gonna beat you, don't get offended. Because I'm betting on another car. You feel me?
No, it's
all about having fun, betting your money where you want to bet. I mean, I see it so much, man. I'm like, man, this is ridiculous. Why you gonna be mad at the next man because he bet it over here? I mean, you bet your money the way you want to bet your money, and like. I'm going to just put it out there. It's somebody that was close to me that did it. And I say, well, man, I say, you don't always have to bet with me. You can bet over there, bro. Don't bet because it's me. You know, I'm not going to get – that's your money. That's your money, man. Me and you going to be the same way when we leave here. If you lose, you lose. If you win, you win. That's your money, man. And you know, I just hear so much, you know, but it just ain't the same no more. I don't know if people just get to lose $50, $100. I mean, I ain't telling nobody how to bet their money, man, but come on, man, let's have fun with this. You ain't got to go out there and bet no $5,000 or $10,000 and you can race this man for $300. If you win, you win. You want $300.
Yeah.
But I mean, just let's go on and keep this stuff the way it's supposed to be, man. And you know, keep it rocking, man. So give the fans something to see. The more the fans see, the more they're gonna keep coming. And they're gonna
right.
see yeah. other people. They're gonna see other people. Yeah. If I race eight out Sunday, you think them people ain't gonna come back next week to see who else we're gonna run?
it's gonna keep going and going.
And then it's gonna be back to where it used to be because everybody's gonna say, oh man, we're gonna go to the track today, man. Look, be running Kate out in them. They're gonna get Kate out in the back side. I ain't gonna do it. I'm just saying in general.
I'm just saying, dog,
but I mean, real talk, man. Let's keep it clear, man. With the racing, man. You can bet with whoever you want to. You with Dead End. You can bet against Dead End. I can't be mad at you, man, because it may be a move that y'all thinking it ain't work for me, and you gonna get run over. Okay, go bet over there. I ain't mad at you, boy.
I seen it.
That's why I said what I said, you know. But I mean, yeah. But come on, man. But it was outstanding, and we will hit that highway and come and see you, bro. We ain't locked in with nobody, but we will be on the property, and might try to get another big time shootout if we got enough motor for it, but.
I got a couple of hands. Hold on, K-Dawg. I think I got Trouble Troy. 832-5400, Trouble Troy, you open. And 713-7887, you open. Go ahead, Troy.
What's up, Trace?
787, you next. What's happening?
Oh, nothing, man. I was just calling, you know, trying to piggyback off with K-Dawg was saying about Lil Bill, you know. Lil Bill was speaking some good stuff, man. And, yeah, it needs to be more of that, man. And like you say, you just bet how you feel. But, you know, but your true partner's going to ride with you no matter, Bill, if you do a bad decision or not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, they with you when you win, they with you when you lose, you know. That's how your true partners is. But like you say, for people on the sideline or people that just know of you, you know, yeah, like you say, bet how you think it's gonna turn out. But like Tracy said,
yeah,
the fast car don't always win, though.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm with you on that.
Right. But we're gonna get it back to where you be, bro. I promise you that, man. It's, we got too much of a fan base. To not let Mason down. You know.
Just
too much out there for us to let it die, bro. We refuse to let it die.
Yeah. I'm with you, man. If I can do anything to help you get racing back the way it used to when I first started, man, I'm all for it, man. Because I ain't going to lie, I missed the easy way to race. You know I'm trying to get at. You go to the track, you see somebody you might want to tangle with. You say, hey, a few words, this and that. It don't take a whole night of shit talking just to get a race off if you really want to do it. You know, I feel like when a man take a whole night to get a race off, you trying to pump yourself up. You should have been pumped up when you pulled through them gates.
Yeah, but and I miss the thing you said, bro. But I know those things do happen.
Yes, sir. I had to take the whole family out, man. I was trying to change the dates and stuff, but it was something I planned over a month ago, man. I was so trying to get out there, man. Somebody got their window down.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's what I had, bro. And maybe we can get together and get everybody together, man, and bring the cars out, man, and come and have some fun. And even there's the last race down here, outside of Dallas. Hope we can get everybody to come to Evadale. Bring their cars, may have some though. They never know.
Right. You're so right.
Okay, yes, all right. 713-7887. You open. 713-7887. You open.
Hey, what's going on, Tracy? How y'all doing tonight?
All right.
This is the Greek, man. How y'all doing?
What's up,
hey,
Greek?
There, man.
I'm good, man. I'm good. Just trying to make it. I heard a little rumor that this coming up Saturday at K-Dog's race, little Bill's going to watch Shady get up on out of there for five tacos and a rack of ribs.
And a rack of ribs.
Is that true? Huh? Bill.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
We're gonna
say that again, sir.
What?
Did you say that in Spanish or what?
No, I said it in Greek. If you can't understand the Greek, get your dictionary.
You look Mexican, motherfucker.
Come on, man. Let's put on a show. We'll do that, and
say
then
it
we'll run head up, too.
Hey, say it again, brother.
Watch me move on Saturday at K-Dog's race, and then if I win that, we can go head up. But I'm going to bet on you both races.
I know you will. I know you will, sir.
Hey, Greek talking like you've been in the game for 40 years, man.
Can we do that, sir? I'm a fan just like Street Sweeper, dog. I'm telling y'all.
Right. Yeah, right.
What you think, Street Sweeper? That'd be a good little show.
Hey, I thought you knew, Sue. I already got the tank on full. Just by what you just said. I'm there. I'm waiting on y'all. Let's get it done. As a matter of fact, to the lawyer and everybody else, I would need to get access to those flyers so I can share that. I've been looking for that flyer. I need to get it to where I can be able to share it. So, yeah. So
Street,
I can get my
you can share it on my page. You can share it off my page.
Okay, gotcha, brother. All right. But Greek, you are correct, sir.
Okay.
Text that Chino looking for you Saturday. They just texted me. I'm sorry for breaking in like that.
Hey, K-Dog, I don't mean to interrupt or anything like that, but where your hometown boys at? You know, it sounds like Houston finna take over the Golden Triangle. You know,
man, Troy, to be totally honest with you, man, it's rough down there, man. It's rough down there.
I'm laying dead to get some out of town
lie,
booty.
Yeah, I got to hold it down for this side, so it's rough, man.
Is it still called the Golden Triangle?
Nah, I don't know. I think what's it? It's a trapezoid now because them motherfuckers adopted a new city and shit. That motherfucker ain't no triangle no more, man.
Oh, okay.
It's a trapezoid.
Nick, my angle city.
Hey, I knew y'all know how to talk Greek, dog. That's a polygon, goddammit.
Polygon.
He just fucking y'all with you, city. Dog. We love you. You love your city, man. We love you. PhD.
I just got a picture. Somebody sent me a Mustang. Somebody sent me a Mustang with 48 on the back. So whoever this black Mustang is, they say they're looking for 48. And I assume that's first 48. So I'm not sure whose Mustang it is, but it's a black Mustang sitting on a trailer, and they got 48 on the back. So some of you guys might know. Hold on, I had another hand go up. 713-7887. Greek must be lost.
Yeah,
7887, you back open.
I hit the button.
So who is this black Mustang that got 48 on the back? They looking for, I guess they're looking for first 48.
That's my other car. That's my other car.
So you looking for first 48?
What's that?
Hold on,
Do that 48 mean first 48? I'm just asking.
Who you asking, Tracy?
I just got a text, and I see a black Mustang on the trailer, and somebody got 48 sitting up on the back of it, and they text me and said, guy have a race for 48. The only 48 I know is first 48. So is that your car or is that somebody else?
Yeah, that was my car, yep. That was my car.
Somebody just sent me this text, so. First 48 is on you, but I don't know.
Okay, Wade. No. Congrats, Wade.
Huh?
I said, we know you won, motherfucker. We good. We don't
want to
fuck with you.
Man. Man, y'all know it was just a joke. I ain't got enough for y'all. I got lucky.
Tip your ass up, nigga. Hey, we got to go find a car and shit to run you now. You don't got nothing for you. Fast enough for you. We don't know what to do.
Yeah. Hey, I just want to say, I want to say thanks to Batman and Allen, Batman and Keith and Allen and all them for coming down, man. It was good to see y'all. I know y'all didn't get no races off, but I apologize for all that. I mean, it was good to see y'all, you know, traveling this and that, and that's what it's all about, you know, having fun. I chilled with those guys, you know, for about 30 minutes just shooting the shit. We all breathe the same air, man. We're all cool, you know. There ain't no animosity.
Yeah.
It's just a hobby that we all do, you know. Might as well just have fun at it.
Oh yeah.
So picture, Tracy,
yeah.
I it's a long story. But I had to drive up to Dallas Saturday morning, and on my way up to Dallas I stopped at Woody's and got me something to eat. Well, they gave me that number, 48, because they give you a number, you know, for your order. And I'm like, look at this shit here. I said, I got to take this damn thing home for tonight for the race. So I'm going to put it on the back of my truck. It was just a joke, man. But it was a coincidence.
Okay,
you know?
I just got the picture while you was on the phone talking. Somebody sent it to me and say, they're looking for it. So that's why I said it, you know. I just received that.
It was just a little joke, just something to humor, you know.
I hear you.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little humor, man. Ain't nothing wrong with a little humor.
Ain't no,
so
anybody
else on this line, they got something they want to bring up and talk about or lock in a race this coming weekend or whatever, push the one button. It's a race you might want to see before the year's over. You might want somebody to see what they think about taking a stab at somebody. K-Dog race this weekend
K-Dog.
In Evendale. Push the one button, somebody. Come
K-Dog.
On.
Yes, sir.
K-Dog that.
I'm right
here. Bro, it's me, Allen, bro. I got a question. Hey, man. It's still your car, or what? Or what's the damn deal? Cause old boy
yeah,
was talking it's, like he wanna
yeah,
lock me. He wanna lock me in and shit. I don't know who to believe, him or you. You know what I'm saying? Like he's talking about oh, we wanna race that trick or treat, and I'm like, I don't know. Like he's
okay.
like, I own the car
okay,
now. So,
listen to this, Alan. This on a recorded show. This on a recorded show. Before the year's
yeah.
out, right? I'm not gonna give you a specific date. I can't give you a specific date right now. Before the year's out. I'm gonna run a little redhead up, and I'm gonna try first 48 after that. Now I'm not gonna give you a specific date and none of that. And yes, the car, I still can call shots on the car and all that. There. I didn't sell out or no selling out or none of that right there. I got homeboys, I got partners, and always been having those. And me and Troy wasn't there this weekend, right? My homeboy had the car
yeah.
out there, and he was drinking. And, he gets fired up like everybody do. And he just,
yeah.
he just jumped out of there. He let the Hennessy do the talking for him, for that race. That wasn't supposed to happen. But, I mean, it's all good. It's my homeboy to the end. You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
he makes decisions on how he want to make them. But, no, we're gonna run your head up. You can bring that to the bank. And it's going to be before this year's out. And we're going to run that first part eight car. That's you could get bring that to the bank, too. But we're just not going to do it right now.
Yeah.
But, trust and believe.
No,
I'm
gonna be nice. I figure I ask you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's coming. Trust me, it's coming. And like I say, that's my homeboy. He had the right to do anything. He had the right to do whatever he done. He shouldn't have raped no one, but. You know, it's his call. You know what I mean? I'm with him to the end. He with me to the end. There's no secret about this. But, you know, I'm glad the race didn't go down. But we're going to race you, trust me. We're going to race you now. When? It's going to be before the end of the year. I'm telling you now. You can, good Lord said the same. It's going to be before the end of this year. And I'm going to race both of y'all cars. With my family Malibu.
Yeah.
So you can hold on to them. You're going to keep asking for it. It's coming. I guarantee you it's coming.
I was just making sure because he said something about doing something at Trick or Treat, so I forgot to ask you first.
No,
we good? Just let me know. Just let me
know. Be a Trick or Treat. It'll be before the year's up, though.
Next year, I'm going to make it even. I'm bringing G-Body, so.
Well, yeah, you know what? I hope to make y'all go get a G-Body after this year.
We got a G-Body.
He think motherfuckers are actually stupid as fuck. We know you got Holy Ghost, blah, 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 whatever.
No. Nope.
That ain't even no G-Body no more, man.
Nope.
Oh,
nope.
You got the purple car. No, you got the purple car, dog.
I got a stock frame rail car. I got a stock frame rail car, bro. That's a four-lane car, bro. I got a stock frame rail car.
Well, it can't be the purple car,
because
Rod got that big back.
It's a brand new car, bro. You don't know this car. It's a brand new car. We want to go G-Body racing next year. We can't finish the car this year, but next year, for sure, we're going to be G-Body racing. All metal, all glass, just no excuses.
And next year we're gonna be right now. Let me tell you something. Let me explain something to you. Right now, like I said, the first of the year, we got the fastest all glass, all steel, small block, one kid G-Body in Texas. And you said, oh, we got the only one in Texas. That's not true. But next year, when y'all get one, we're gonna prove to y'all after we run both of y'all other cars that y'all ain't gonna be able to pull with us. But I mean, we're gonna step on our league. At the end of this year, just to kill all that nonsense. And after that, it's gonna be all G-Bots. First of the year, all G-Bots is the only one we run. But this year, we're gonna run your Mustang and that Camaro. You can bring that to the bank. Then when you get your G-Bot, we'll finish it out.
That's right.
I can stand on that.
That's right. Y'all made me go. Y'all made me get a G-body.
Yeah, that's true. Now, if you want to be, now let's be real, and I don't want to take over Trey's show. The last thing I'm now when we
no,
race
go ahead
Dallas,
on. No, do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. Your race coming up. You got it. Go ahead on.
Okay. Now when we raced in Dallas, Alan, let's be real. Who brought that race to you? Did you bring the race to us, or we brought it to you?
I asked you, and you said the only way I could race you is with the back tire. I got with my guy, and I said, fuck it, let's do it. And that's how we got it. We ain't had no argument. It happened so quick, bro. You passed by me. I said something to you. You said, yeah. You said back tire, and it was done with. Like, we didn't even argue about the shit. It was just smooth. You know what I'm saying?
And that's how all our races are going to go from now on. Now, if we couldn't do it, we couldn't do it. But I'm getting tired of not being able to race like I want to race. And that's not my style, man. You know, I never been that way. If I got a race car and we in the same zip code, I'm going to run you. But I knew I don't have enough for first 40. I'm not going to lie. I don't have enough for Little Red. But if I got to blow out every piston out of this car just to get on side of the Red head up, that's what I'm going to do. You know, and if you blow up, it just blow up. And we figured out we're
going to really, bro, I wasn't trying to look for you, bro. Really, I was just trying to find out what's up with your boy. Because your boy said, oh, you didn't bring Lil Red. I was going to run you today in Houston.
And
I figured out Trouble Troy wasn't there. I said, man, something up. You know, like, I just left it alone, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, that was that.
But
look,
we would have got there, though.
Alan, I'm going to tell you this up. If he said he was going to run your head up, and if Troy would have been there, you'd have had a race. It wasn't no secret. It ain't, you know what I mean?
I understand that, but even when we got there, he was saying, hey, man, I don't got a driver. I can't really do much. He knew. He told us, so we didn't fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? Now Batman's racing him. Yeah, They started talking shit to each other.
Hey, Alex, hold on. Don't skip over there. Since you was there, what happened? I wasn't there. Me or Mr. Rogers wasn't there. So how that Batman race coming by?
Can I interject? The street people, the fan, from what my perspective of it, can I interject? I know you asked him, but can I interject?
Yeah, go ahead, street sweep.
Okay. Personally, I thought it was the fucking Twilight Zone. As a thing. That nigga, I had to look at my cup and I said, okay, I am drinking too fucking much. But it is what it is. But lo and behold, the higher powers suggested nah. You feel me? So
yeah,
it damn near jumped off, water box action went down, and then all of a sudden, nah, man, they, you know, the high power had to take over. Because I was in the Twilight Zone just like, okay, let me make sure, okay, I ain't drinking too much. I'm good. Everything in my pocket. Okay, I'm good because this shit was fucking me up personally as a fan. So go ahead, Mr. Allen. You finish it. I'm back on mute.
Straight sweep.
Shit. Hey, man.
Number one fan, man, boy.
They told me he running somebody off the trailer. And that was it. Other than that, shit, they were talking shit to each other. And, I mean, that was it.
But Alan, let me explain to you about my homeboy. He had to ask about four or five people to drive. Once he get in that zone. And I understand I got the same fire. You got the same fire in you if you key into it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? He was just fired up.
He knew
he got to come, and he know. We know we'll beat Batman with my car. We know that. I mean, you know we can beat him, but if you know you're bumping, when you know you got somebody covered and you just don't have the rest of them, you go looking for something. You know what I mean? And he was just in the zone. So
you gotta get it. You gotta get in Batman's shoes too. Like if a man's calling him out, what do you think Batman's gonna do?
Yeah, but then the next day, Alan, I called Batman to come to my race. I'm gonna pay his gas money. I'm going to pay his entry fee and all that to do this head-up race. I'm not trying to bring the crowd in. I'm just trying to show Batman he didn't have enough, and he didn't respond to me, man.
But look,
if
we
were
too.
Hey, hold on. Oh, K-Dog. I heard what you said.
But
let me see if I can get Batman on here so he can't hide
and say it didn't happen. That's news to me. So you saying you called Batman out and he didn't respond?
It's on hood to hood,
nah.
Right now, Chris.
Hold on. Let me see if I get Batman on here, Carl. Give me 1 second, Carl. Sound like you saying Batman ducked. Sound like you saying Batman was just up under the gun and didn't want to shame face, and that's why he was gonna go ahead on the race. But let me see. He usually be on here, and he didn't push the one button, so. I want to hear this myself. So he might have been down there trying to get lucky, so he feel like he didn't have a driver. So you can't hate on a man. He feel like he got the up. He got the up. But you said you called him out and he ain't responded. I just want to find that. So give me 1 second, and I'm gonna get Batman on the phone. 1 second. We gonna see what this is.
Okay,
that's kind of new.
Excuse me, while a fellow dog is trying to get Batman on the phone for this intermission break, can I finish what my Twilight Zone was going on? For the record, listen, real talk. For the record, I told everybody, y'all should have seen him. I told everybody, and I'm saying it right now on record and recording. I said, he's finna get fucked up, and y'all lucky. And this is the words that came out of my mouth that night. Y'all lucky. The ATM wasn't ready for me tonight because y'all was going to get fucked up and I was going to cover everybody that was hollering Batman. It was going to be a disaster, brother. And they didn't recognize it. And I tried to tell them, but they didn't recognize it. So, yeah.
Please
I had to finish my Twilight phone.
Party is reached.
Everybody,
even his ringtone is loud.
Yeah, real talk. He don't want some problems, man. He was trying to
dump some stuff, man.
He figured he was
going to
be on. Guess what?
He
was going to be. He
still
was going to get hurt that night, man.
Tell it. And
that's what's coming out of my mind.
Hold on, Batman. Hey, Batman.
Hello.
Batman. Who is this? You live on Atomic Dog Show. I got a question for you. It ain't like you, because you say you be putting up a lot of videos and a lot of posts, and you say the bat, and you. And I appreciate you coming to the show. You was on the property. You was in the stage lane. You was ready to race. You had the game face on. You was ready to go down HMP in the bat. But I just got heard somebody say they put you on the internet. Try to pay your gas money and entry fee, and you did never respond. Is that true or false?
I don't really know because I never really seen it. Somebody told me they did, but you know my deal is this, man. I ain't being funny, but you know I got my set races I'm going to. I already had them set, and I didn't know nothing about K-Dog race in between this, you know, because I said I'm gonna go to your race, I'm gonna go to Trick or Treat, but I didn't know you had a race in between there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, with the way things are going with me right now, it's probably hard for me to get down there then go back down there to Trick or Treat because I already had, you know, my plans. You follow what I'm saying? If that wasn't the case, I'd be right on their motherfucking ass. Because they must have hit the motherfucking panic button because I ain't the one who bagged up.
Now, you know damn well the 18 wasn't out there, Batman.
Well, I don't know who the 18, ZP, FT, IT, I don't know, but the Batman was out there, and I was ready to get on the motherfucking ass.
I respect that. Just keep that same energy when we see you. That's all.
Yeah.
Whenever.
Hey, man, look, man. All that you can ever do, listen, it ain't like shooting dice. You just going to stand on 11 look like I was going to try to seven on y'all motherfucking ass. I ain't the one who bagged the opponent.
Yeah, we saw them crooked ass dice you had. We call them from live feed. I saw them crooked.
Well, man, look, man, listen, man. I don't know about everybody else, but the only thing I can tell you this is, say, man, listen, man.
Good.
I was out there. I showed up. I told you I was coming, and I was coming to race.
You ain't like nobody.
Off the goddamn trailer. Off the goddamn trailer.
did they ask you to raise or you asked them to raise?
No, Dion told me, said that Adam, I want some action. I told him, hey, y'all want some action.
Hey, my car was on the trailer all night. You didn't ask me nothing.
Who I talk to? Please address yourself while I talk to you.
You don't know Nick by now? Go back on mute.
Hey, man, listen. Watch
come
this. Watch this. I told Nick them I don't run turbo cars, but let me tell you something. Now, watch this. Now, I want y'all to listen to this. I want y'all to listen very clearly. Now, I think that sounded like my homeboy that was on the saying just a few minutes ago. But, Nick, check this out. I just talked to Cody yesterday. Cody said he'll run your car on Thanksgiving weekend down here at XRP for whatever you want to run for. Now, he told me to lock that in with you.
With what car, man?
Hello.
With what
car?
He got
a Mustang.
With Nick Car, he told me I can lock it in. And he said he would be down there. All I got to do is lock you in. Now, do you want to lock in with him on Thanksgiving weekend down at XRP?
When is it?
It's Thanksgiving weekend.
Thanksgiving weekend. I'm with my family Thanksgiving weekend. What's wrong with you?
Hey, man, listen. Y'all can eat turkey and jets on Thursday. Come on down here on that motherfucking Friday, Saturday.
Hey, man.
Yeah, y'all can eat turkey on Thursday. Come on down here on this Friday, Saturday.
Well, I didn't know nothing about that.
It's Thanksgiving weekend,
you know.
Way.
Huh?
So, now you don't want
weekend.
It's Thanksgiving weekend, not Thanksgiving day. Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
You'll be full. You'll be full. Hey, I'll just take your dress and everything. You'll be fooling. Oh, man, here you go with this bullshit. Nick, you're a chicken shit motherfucker, man. I'm going to tell you that you're here, dog. You're a chicken shit motherfucker. Because when we put a motherfucker turbo on your motherfucking head, now you don't want a motherfucking race.
Hey, ain't nobody calling you names. Why you calling me names?
Because you're a chicken shit motherfucker, and you live.
You're the chicken shit motherfucker that wouldn't get next to me this past Saturday.
Well, listen, man. Well, listen. I'm going to tell you, look, I'll put a turbo on a turbo, and you told me I can lock you in, so what you want to do?
You ain't going to do shit. You ain't going
to
do shit.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Hey, Tracy, I told you turbos don't run turbos.
Well, I got a turbo truck that don't bar nut.
Yeah.
Now, don't say that. I got a turbo truck that don't bar nut.
I don't even know who he is, though. For who I'm talking to now.
Okay. So don't say that. Let's talk about my first truck.
Well, listen, man. Flacco, listen. I tell you what. You got a turbo truck, right? I got a big nitrous car running you. Now, you let me know when you get ready.
Okay.
I got a big nitrous car that will run you. Believe that.
Okay.
Got a big nitrous car that will run you. Yeah, don't worry about what it is. Just, you said you want to run a car. You want to run?
Okay.
I got a big nitrous car that will run you. Believe me, I do.
Don't worry about whose it is. Okay, don't worry. Is that how it is?
Yeah. I tell you what, if you want to play that game, we can play that game. I have enough artillery to XRP to cover all your shit.
I'm not playing games.
If you want to play that game, bring what you bring. I can't go. You want to bring what you bring? I got something at XRP to call all your shit.
I ain't playing those games, man. I told you, what car do you want me to bring?
I just told him. Listen, I'm talking to Nick right now. Because Nick told me when I was in Houston, he said, get Cody. And I got Cody. I talked to Cody the other day, and Cody told me I can lock your ass in, Nick, with your car. Now, what you want to do?
Man, I'm not coming up there on Thanksgiving.
Okay, What about this weekend?
This weekend,
we talk
I'm going to K-Dawg's race. That's what I'm telling you. Go to K-Dawg's race.
Hey, man, listen, man.
But you said that you didn't know nothing about the race, right?
Hey, man, listen, man.
I didn't know your names on that.
Watch it. Hey, Nick. You know I'm all bullshit hot shot. I ain't mad about fuck, but I'm going to put some dog on your motherfucking ass, though. You believe that.
Don't get mad.
Listen, Nick, I told you. You done talked to me once before. I ain't never get mad. I just like the hot shot bullshit. But I'm going to put some dog on your ass, though. I'm going to put a turbo car against a turbo car. Let's see how it turn out.
You ain't putting nothing on me.
Okay. Well, listen, man. The only thing I can tell you this, I'm going to say this, that the man told me I can lock you in when you get ready.
Okay.
That was the man told me.
I'm ready then. How about that? I just can't go Thanksgiving, man. I got to spend time with my family. I mean, it's
all
nothing.
Right, listen.
I'm not ducking and dodging anybody.
Listen, it's okay, man. It's all right. It's all right. Just throw a white flag up sometime. Ain't nothing wrong with it, man. Retreat. It's okay. It's okay.
Man, he don't want no problem. He when you mentioned Cody, he already knew he don't want no problem at all. He don't want no problem at all.
Excuse
you
me.
Know, once you mention Cody,
hey,
he already knew he didn't want no problem.
I already said I'll run Cody. What y'all's problem? Y'all don't understand. I already said I'll run Cody, but not on Thanksgiving.
When you want to run it? When you want to run it?
We gonna run anything in motherfucking detail.
Huh?
You want to do it? You want to do it this weekend?
Yeah, bro.
I told
y'all. We'll do it tomorrow.
Are y'all hard of hearing? The man is already committed to K-Dawg's race next weekend. Why y'all still asking that man for next weekend? No, we just asking him because that's next weekend. We talking about this weekend. He can get his ass
this,
whooped this
race,
weekend. You know, K-Dawg's weekend.
Funky time. Slow down. Slow down with the coattail ride. Hey, K-Dawg race is this weekend, Funky time. This weekend.
Okay.
He has a race
next
weekend.
Lock in. Lock in,
And Batman got gas money for you.
Nick, you coming what we talked about? You coming to trick or treat or not?
Man, I don't think I can do trick or treat. I got my ankle bracelet on.
he better have some because he gonna get his ass tore up.
No, actually,
man.
Honestly,
you ain't make the trip.
No, listen.
You paying a fan from the time why you ain't make the trip. Yeah,
I got some
well,
birthday party to go
to. Funky
Town got
ankle breaking for real.
I had to work, man. If I didn't have to work, I would have made the trip. But I do want to do, I want to thank Bushnell for paying my rent when he ran 3rd and 48. That's what I want to thank him for. Appreciate that. Paying my motherfucking rent.
Funky Town,
appreciate that,
man.
Man.
You're a month late.
Yeah, I know that, but I didn't get to shout to him. I'm shouting to his ass now. Appreciate
about
that,
old
Bush
news,
now.
Man.
Yeah,
hey,
I didn't get
hey,
to shout
that
to him. I appreciate that. I like to tell a motherfucker straight up. Shit.
Yeah,
I appreciate him.
Straight up, you a month and 13 days late.
You're right.
Yeah, I know that, but I ain't get a chance. I've been working,
yo,
man.
Do again.
But
what
I just, you know. Shit, I'm
it's
hey,
past
if Nick get his ass out there with Cody, I'm gonna pay my rent again. If he get his ass out there,
you
I'm
gonna
pay my rent again.
Hey, you gonna fuck around, and be homeless, fucking with that one?
Shit, man, Nick knows he knows good for his ass.
Shit,
lock him in. I'ma lock him in. God damn it.
He knows what's good for his ass. Just like Batman say, you can eat turkey. Hey, look, say, man, Thanksgiving is one day. You got all weekend. You got all motherfucking weekend. Get his motherfucking ass up there. He ain't going to celebrate Thanksgiving all the whole weekend. Let him get his ass up there.
Hold on. When is Thanksgiving, man? Hold on. Wait. What date is Thanksgiving? Hold on. Let me tell y'all something.
Thursday.
Thanksgiving's on a Thursday, bro. The real, you know. And
on
the
Thursday.
Red,
Thursday.
Bro,
then you
Thursday.
Got Friday and Saturday.
Hey, hold on, y'all. Y'all know this man Greek, right? Okay. Y'all know that, right? That's why they call
he's
him Greek.
He's on weekend.
So,
yeah, he's on weekend.
Right. So his family don't do like American tradition, motherfuckers. They all weekend.
Hey, tell them. Hey. That's fine too. Tell them to bring the family. Tell them to bring the family too. I'll give them a special plate for it.
Slow. They ain't put two and two together. Period.
I don't know. Maybe they didn't know they made Greek. I don't know. I just throwing it out there. You know.
Man,
us folks, you know, we eat on Thursday and everybody go home.
If he ain't eating, he's shitting.
One of the
so
two.
Batman, can I ask you a question, sir?
Yeah, you can ask me a question. Sure you can.
Okay. So can we say this? The next time those two cars are on any property, they're going to dance. Right or wrong?
Man, listen, man, I ain't got no problem with that shit. Man, I ain't had a problem with it then.
Is that a yes or no, sir?
Hey, man, what I just say?
You say you have a problem with it. I don't know what that means.
Man, did y'all see me have a problem with it out there on Saturday? I didn't think you did.
Yeah, I didn't see. I wasn't there. I was at home. I had my back hurt. I couldn't even move. I don't know.
Hold on, man. Hold on. Wait a second, Batman. Hold on. Do you know what November 1st and November 2nd races are? Do you know what races are up in Dallas? You should know because you live there.
November what?
Do you know what races are November 1st and November 2nd?
No, I really don't.
No?
Not November 1st. Not first and second.
It's an Evadale. It's a no prep. Shannon's race, and Cody's going to be there. So how you want to lock me in on November 1st?
I didn't say November 1st. I told you.
You said Thanksgiving weekend, dog. November 1st is Thanksgiving. I got my calendar out, man. I could read. You know,
You must have got a 2021 calendar, because you ain't reading 2020.
Thanksgiving's always at the end of the month, bro.
It sure is. I don't know what calendar you got. You must got some motherfucking calendar that you don't got on the ground or something.
Nah, baby. No. You need to get your little calendar out.
He got one of them escape calendars. Escape that ass whoop. That's what he got.
No, escape calendar. Thanksgiving is always the last Thursday of...
Oh, my bad. Never mind.
You must got some Ethiopian calendar or something.
You got to pass.
What you smoking on over there, Wade?
My bad. I was smoking on some shit.
It's going through.
Before I get too crazy, real talk. You know, I would like to say again, hey, appreciate you, Batman, for getting that guy on down here, man. I would like to recant my statement because I was on y'all ass about a week ago, and damn, there was race stopping because I didn't think y'all wouldn't come past that damn truck stop up there on 45. But it was a pleasure of mine to see that pretty ass car down here for first 48, and I appreciate you bringing down here. And damn, Neil, and I have to say this too, Batman. I observed you for a while, and you was focused. You was on the wrong one, though. I hear somebody being immature, but I'm going to keep on speaking and giving my shout out. I appreciate you, my brother. Keep on doing what you're doing. But
hey, man, we told you we was coming, though. We did tell you we was coming.
Kind of, sort of. You know what I'm saying?
See
what y'all do. And then you'd have probably had somebody on the property.
Oh, man. Let me tell you something. Bushnell wasn't going to lock in. He wasn't even thinking about coming. None of that, man. So my deal is this. Y'all stay in Houston. This car right down the street. We 300-something miles away from y'all. You mean to tell me he couldn't go get his car? I know everybody told him. We was at the gate. We was there when the gate opened at 4 o'clock. So I know somebody told him
Bushnell,
we was here.
Bushnell didn't want them problems. He wanted his ass whooped.
We was on the highway calling Bushnell trying to lock him. You know, fuck it. We were already going. So he had plenty of time. So, but it's all right. We had fun. I think we did. Got drunk.
Not a good thing, goddamn. Hate I miss y'all 10-4, but shit, I see y'all motherfuckers more than I see my own 8-cloud people, so,
Yeah,
me too.
Track was right. Hey, babe, I heard they were scouting on speed car, 448.
Nah, that's a motherfucking lie. Nah, let's get this shit straight. Before you try to engage or interpretate or see away from shit,
y'all
nobody
trying,
scared
y'all,
that
y'all try,
Scott. Oh, y'all
how
gotta put that in there.
How the fuck you know,
y'all put Aubrey in the goddamn street clay.
How the fuck
now
you know what
bullshit.
He got, man? Man, you don't know.
Not
that's some bullshit. Fan
to
fan, you don't know that, man. What you talking about?
That's
you
some
already
bullshit, man.
Month,
y'all hate.
Feet,
y'all
15
are some
neighbors,
man.
On a motherfucking
y'all hate. Y'all right? Some... I'm speaking because it's time to, goddamn me.
Man, you heard wrong, man. You about a month late and 2 years short, partner.
So y'all been trying to put Aubrey in there? Now,
again,
tell him I'm wrong,
you said that man ain't got a street car. How the fuck you know that? When the last time you seen
him? There ain't no street car. He
man,
ain't got no street car, man.
How you know that? Tell me how you know that.
I know it.
Now, you don't know that.
You
ain't got
no motherfucking
street
car.
Come down to HMP and see that car then. And let me know.
I didn't saw that car. Every time he raised, I always see that car. There ain't no street
car,
man.
In person?
Javier.
Oh, Javier.
Yeah,
there
ain't
no
street car.
They got glass and door and steel doors.
Door panels, all
that shit. Why it's not a street car?
Yeah, one.
Ain't no motherfucking street car.
Tell them
to drive down the street and watch that riding motherfucker run hot.
Oh, goddamn.
Ain't no street car.
Drive down the street.
Nah, he's trying to go.
Hey, man, that's called hate. That's called hate, man.
No,
a real street car.
Hey,
see, my point is this, man.
Funkertown, that's called racing, bro. If you don't want the problems, then you just don't want it. It's called racing, man.
Nah, same
don't
trouble.
Take
same trouble.
Nah,
that's called racing. You
ain't
you don't have no true street car.
I mean, I'm sorry,
street
car, but I mean the car.
I say neither car would make that drive.
Yeah,
I say neither car
would
make that 30-mile drive.
I
bet you
that man ain't got no street car. I know that.
Hey, I bet you neither one of them cars make a 30 mile drive.
How much you
want to
bet? How much you want to bet? How much you want to bet? I'm going to lie tomorrow. How much you want to bet? I'm going
to
lie tomorrow.
Go lie tomorrow.
I'm telling you right now, how much do you want to bet? How much?
Go lie
tomorrow. How much you want to bet? How much do you want to bet?
You want to see 30 miles? That's what?
500. We'll bet. I'll go lie tomorrow.
No, hell no. Hit him in his head. That 2500. Make it hurt his motherfucking ass. That 2500. Hit him in his ass.
I'm going to bet him something they can afford. 500. Fuck it. Somebody can afford that.
No, he sure. Hey, no. Hit him for 2500. Hit him in his motherfucking ass.
I mean... That's just proving that I could drive the bitches full of sauce, bro. Like, you can't... Y'all know how hard it is to move that heavy motherfucker, bro. We can't fuck with no Mustang. You can't fuck around and put a damn small tire car in the street class.
Hold on.
You
this Richard.
I have to disagree
with you, man. You might not be able to beat it on every day, but I've seen y'all beat a lot of cars you shouldn't beat. You shouldn't have beat the grudge,
yeah, because
but
the way we raised.
How you know you're going to win or you're going to lose until you line up?
Right.
And like I said,
a lot of people said
I could beat the grudge.
Yeah, we can beat the grudge. We know the grudge week in and month. We can beat them out every day if we want to get his ass out there.
Hey, Richard, let me tell you something. It was really not on us, bro. I mean, Keith said, like, well, fuck it. But them other two cars that they want, the other street cars that were going to get in it, they were like, well, if Javier gets in it, we can't fuck with him, man. He said, if y'all first 48 get in it, we can't do nothing about it. Y'all street cars. Something can happen.
But see,
the other guys didn't want to get in because Javier was in it, bro. That's all it was.
Right. But
so
you really can't
no
blame, like everybody blaming Houston and everybody blaming it. You really can't blame that because he actually fit in the rules. The rules was just loose. The rules was just loose, and he happened to fit in it. So you can't really blame everybody else for the rules being kind of loose.
I mean, I'm not blaming Houston. I'm just blaming, I mean, when you come to Dallas, you don't blame the people. You just, everybody together, Dallas, that's it. You don't know where the mother people from, bro.
No, man, you never,
you know, like,
no. You can't,
came
no,
all the way,
no,
came all the way over there. Like, somebody could have showed up. I mean, we show up every
yep.
time to Dallas when
yep.
you come over here.
Yep. That's
every
true.
Time y'all come over
yep.
here, hey, man, y'all, they coming. So
yep.
you got, that's
yep.
our goal, to go
yep.
to where y'all
it's
at.
Just, you know, they can say what they want to say, but this is true fact. Man, we just got more action in Dallas than we do got in Houston. That's just true fact.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Look, man. If y'all are locked in, y'all locked in and didn't hesitate. No,
oh, man. It's just the truth, man.
Nah,
hey, man, what?
I think,
no,
this is what I
think truth,
about
man.
Houston. No, listen. I think this is about Houston. Y'all got some good cars, man. Y'all just ain't running each other, bro. You know what I'm saying? Y'all
that's
got
what
some
I'm
good
saying.
Cars,
yeah. That's
y'all
what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
We don't give a fuck over here. We fucking fucking. We raise. I mean, if it's for $500,
that's what I'm saying. I'm not doubting Houston ain't got no good cars. Houston got
man.
Some good cars. It's just more talking. It's more talking down there than it is racing. And there's a lot of racing down here than there's talking in Dallas. That's why we race every weekend. That's why you see a girls race go down every weekend.
We got more fast cars down here.
Nah.
I think y'all do.
Let me get this straight.
Y'all ain't doing shit with them, but I think y'all do shit.
We race y'all, goddamn. We race y'all with our car. What do you mean we ain't doing nothing? We race y'all.
I mean,
man,
yeah.
I told y'all, the only active cars that actually that goes in the circle around that, that moves around, Bushnell, Richard Jackson, Troy Jackson, Dead Ends, and Chino. Those have been the most active cars been going around there all year long, man. All year long. Those are the only active cars.
Don't forget Kato.
Active cars that's racing. That's what I said. I tell you what, we're going to do it. I tell you what, y'all check this out. I'm going to tell you something. Every weekend, that's what I want y'all to do. These are stats. Y'all look at XRP every weekend and look at HMP every weekend. Listen what I'm saying. Just look on a Sunday and you see the difference what I'm talking about, man. I'm just being real.
Hold on. Can I rebut him? Can you rebut him, Batman? This is Street Sweeper. Okay, you got to understand one thing about it. Everybody loves new shit, period. Everybody want to engage on new property, on new whatever, just to see what the environment is. It's still new. So we is not going to do that right now. But let's go back to Saturday. Since y'all was here at 12 o'clock, did by any chance y'all see a G-Body go down the track, maybe with the name of Iron Man? Make a pass?
As a fan, I would like to know
your personal opinion. If y'all was there earlier, you know, at 12 o'clock, so that means y'all saw a G-Body go down the track by the name of Iron Man. So, what you think?
Yes, I did. I called him.
What that mean, though? What do you call him out?
Yeah, I think Batman even called him.
I raced that man like 4 years ago, bro. I don't know. Troy, remember? I came over there.
I ran Fuck the Chat, and I ran other boy. What was his name?
Listen, what I'm saying is, y'all saying y'all could engage, so y'all call him out that night too?
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you, this is a real talk. Look, we sat around and ate press ham sandwiches and chips and sodas, and we just sat around racing. I'm telling you, I shit you not. We sat around and ate press ham sandwiches and chips, and we sat there all night. I'm serious. What's that guy to me and say, hey, man? I was that case. Iron Man want to run. I said, okay, let's do it. He said he wants the hit. I said, I can't get Iron Man the hit. And Miami got big blocks like I do. You know what I'm saying? We talking about the same waist here. So listen.
Hold on, but you backhand though. So you know you see why, right?
Listen, man. Backhand don't make a car go fast, man. I keep trying to tell y'all that, man.
Oh, it don't.
Backhand don't make a car go fast. Hell no.
No.
So your car is on your car waiting for the amount?
Watch this. I'm going to tell y'all just no bullshit. If you build a back half, you build the wrong motherfucking car now. Because they make smaller tires going just as fast as back half cars now.
Yeah.
So don't build a back half car no more.
Okay.
Listen,
okay.
So
good.
I'm saying to you is this. Listen. What I'm trying to tell you is this. Is we sat down at a press ham sandwich and chips all night. I shit you not, we did.
I still can't get past this press ham, man.
I promise we did, dog. I'm serious. We sat around. They say, what's the name on the road? They say, man, what's that one motherfucker goddamn me, Bubba? I say, either one of us can fuck with Bubba, man. I said, come on, yeah, y'all do something better. So we sat back down at 8 Pass House Sounders. We sat back down at 8 Pass House Sounders. And then Allen said, he had some nachos. I said, fuck it, go on, get the nachos on. And then we had some meat for the grill. We had some meat for the grill, but we couldn't have a grill, so we said, fuck it, we're going to keep the pork chop. We just never, hey, man, we really picnic. You know what I'm saying? To have a bunch of motherfucking fun. That's exactly what we did, fool. And we got full. I barely got full. The deal say, I'm not going to let y'all leave here without waiting. I said, Dion. He said, you ready to get on? He said, you need a pass. I said, hell no. I said, I don't need a pass. We come out of the trailer. So that's when we try to get up. And I told Dion, I said, Dion, I appreciate you trying to give us a race where I leave, man. You did that for the Houston people. I believe that. I'm good with that. You know what I'm saying? So we got it. So after that, the fail or whatever, we ate the rest of the press ham sandwich right there at that Shell gas station, leaving out, and we went home.
No, listen. I'm trying to make a point here. And once again, I appreciate that. I really do appreciate the camaraderie coming down here. But let me address your super friend from Dallas trying to say that y'all drew on damn near everybody there, and I just called out a name where I figured that cat made a nice.
He made a nice pass that would intrigue
the people from Dallas that is drawing on everyone. So therefore, you let me know y'all was coming down there and enjoying your press.
Him didn't
want
no problem.
He didn't want no problem.
I'm making another metaphor towards Javier. When Javier was trying to engage, now here we go. Y'all couldn't.
Yeah, they didn't want them problems then.
They didn't want them problems.
Now,